Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG just making a video about Degenerates 2.0. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, there's a lot of dirtbags in the world, a lot of degenerates doing all kinds of sick, disgusting things. Yes, look at this lovely lady. It says 28-year-old woman aged beyond recognition due to pregnancy. Yeah, this bitch looked like she was like some kind of native savage. Yes, the people from Navajos, the Diné. Yes, when they're young, they look pretty. They look like Pocahontas. But when they get old, it's like, yikes. Oh, yes. They're not very good-looking people, in my opinion. But they could suck a mean dick, in my opinion. God damn it, I don't know what the hell happened to this chick. I guess she had sex with the leprechaun. And the only way they could make the baby suckle on her, they gotta fuck up her face. Oh, man. Good movies. Incidentally, the guy that played the leprechaun in those movies is actually the dude that played Willow. Yeah. Ain't that funny? Well, anyways, let's move to the meat and potatoes of this story. So long, sweetheart. That's what you get for being a whore. Anyways. Yes, friends. Incidentally, if you don't know which Degenerates 2.0 I'm talking about the degenerates that we have right now. Namely, America. Yes, the United States is following another country that were doing their bullshit. Nazi Germany. Yeah, that's what this is about. So let me play the clip.
Comes in, and the country's like a war zone. The currency is worthless. The economy's destroyed. Degeneracy is rampant. There's transgender stuff.
Yes, friends. Does this shit sound familiar to you? Where does this come from? Yes, America's doing all that same shit verbatim. And then, guess what's gonna happen after? Yes, the mustache man. Yay!
Licentiousness, prostitution.
There's transgender stuff back then?
Yeah.
When was...
That's why they were burning books.
Wow.
Yes, friends, back in those days they were burning... Yeah, the Nazis were burning all that gay and tranny shit in those days. Yes. But nowadays, they say that they weren't burning gay shit, that it was religious texts. Yeah, that they were burning Jewish bullshit. Yeah, they should burn Jewish bullshit, because they do a lot of degenerate shit. But what the fuck do I know? Apparently, I'm fucking retarded, right? Well, okay then, if you believe that shit, well, here's your reward. Enjoy.
Wow.
Those were the books they were burning.
Oh, I didn't... Wow. I'm just shocked there was transgender stuff back then.
And they were the pioneers in transgenderism, in early transgender surgeries.
Yes, friends, back in the day, way back when, in the before times, people were doing the gay and tranny shit. Yes, now they're doing this shit right now, and it was brought up by the Jews! Yes, friends, I wonder why they're doing this. Yes, friends, these guys are trying to pervert you because they're trying to destabilize you so you're more easily controlled. Yes, friends, don't be a sucker. Tell these people go eat a dick. Oh, wait, that's a reward for them, right? Well, you make them eat pork, I guess. Because they're fucking pigs, so might as well let them eat what they are, right? You are what you eat, right? That's why I'm a pussy, you dick. Anyways, let's continue the story. Because this shit is disgusting, in my opinion. Let's go.
Homosexuality, all that stuff. Like, it was all coming from Berlin. And that's what the book burnings were about. They were burning all these research books about transgender stuff because it was, like, morally repugnant.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought this guy was a fucking faggot. I thought he'd be praising all that homo-degenerate shit. Huh, I guess I am mistaken, right? Oh, I am stupid. I am a minority, so... Me no, señor. Anyways, let's continue.
The same stuff that's going on today. Everybody says the book burnings, they were burning knowledge. They weren't... That wasn't knowledge.
Oh no, my friend, that's where you're wrong. This shit is knowledge. Just not good knowledge. This is the shit that destroys civilizations. It doesn't build it up. Yeah, why the hell you want to be doing this shit, cutting off your dick? And then getting dudes to fuck you in that gaping wound? Yeah, do you want to get fucked like that? I don't think that's pleasurable. But some people are just masochists and they love pain. Whatever, if that's what you like, and you're stupid, then maybe you should be released of your pain. Just saying.
That was perversion. That'd be like if they started burning pornography. Nobody would say that burning pornography is some sick, tyrannical, like backwards. They don't want people to be educated. They would say...
Yes, these motherfuckers want you broken and confused so they could do whatever the hell they want. But no, you grab them and you turn into what you want. Fuck these people, right?
Say that still. All that transgender stuff was coming from Jewish intellectuals. People blame what's happening in America today on the cultural Marxists.
Yes, friends, all these stupid tiny hat fucking organizations keep on destabilizing people. They've been doing it since the beginning. Even King paintings, man, these motherfuckers doing their bullshit. But yeah, people keep on saying, oh no, you're just hating, you're anti-Semitic, you're an asshole, Gonzo, what the fuck's wrong with you? Oh gee, when you keep on fucking with me, guess what? You fuck on me, I fuck on you, right? Just saying.
That's real. The cultural Marxists were all Jews that came for Berlin, that were driven out by Hitler. When people look at the legacy of postmodernism, cultural Marxism in America today, it all came from these guys at Columbia, who originally came from Frankfurt in Germany.
Yes, friends, fuck all these degenerate perpetrators. They keep on doing their shit. If you know what a perpetrator is, look at this. It says, a perpetrator is anyone who has been trained to harass, torture, maim, and kill a target, either by direct means or by covert means, including electronic, biological, or accidental means. Jesus, that sound familiar? Right? Am I stupid? Career perps make a good living dealing misery to helpless individuals. Perpetrator, or perps for short, usually do not know the victim personally, but are supplied enough information to allow a well-oiled campaign of gang stalking and harassment. Yeah, don't these fuckers come at you and they start pestering you like the little cockroaches that they are? Oh yes, friends, and I do have a clip of a fucking Jew fuck saying what they're doing. Let me bring it up.
My name is Rabbi Daniel Bogard. I'm a rabbi at Central Reform Congregation, one of the largest Jewish communities here in the state of Missouri.
Yes, this is a dynamic religion in my opinion, but whatever, let's see.
And I'm here because I have a trans kid. Because the first thing you learn when you love a trans kid in school.
Gee, what a coincidence. This religious fucking rabbi has a tranny kid. That is so fucking stupid. Yes, these guys own all kinds of shit. Rabbis own porn studios, fucking porn videos, all kinds of shit. These motherfuckers are disgusting. And they do this shit to their own children. They love fucking money so much that they'll do this to their own flesh and blood. These guys have no honor among thieves. Destroy something beautiful and turn it into shit. That's what you want to do, right? You fucking cocksucker. Well, anyways, let's continue. And fuck this guy, in my opinion.
State of Missouri is that you have to protect them from their government.
Yes, it is the government's fault because of the policies that they're enacting. Not because they're trying to kill your kids and all that. Not in the traditional sense that this guy's saying. No, these guys do all these stupid policies to get your kids, and then you're stupid and you follow along. So enjoy that, friends.
Jews have a long history of looking at gender very differently than many of our Christian neighbors do, as we heard from the bill sponsor who testified herself that this bill is inspired by her very specific Christian faith.
Ever noticed that Jews always talk shit about Christianity, saying, oh, Christians do this, they do that, they are hateful. But yet, they're the ones that always try to bring people into their religion. Unlike Jews, they pick and choose. Yeah, look at Donald Trump. His kids are going to be Jewish. Fucking assholes.
Jews look at this differently. 2,000 years ago, we have texts about there being 6, 7, 8 different genders.
Nah, man, the only reason you say all that bullshit is because you're trying to fuck with the Goyim, you fucking cocksucker. Yeah, 6, 7 fucking genders. Yeah, why don't you say there's like 1,000 of them and fucking all kinds of shit. Because you like to play games, you fucking asshole. So go eat a dick, you bitch. Do your Matisse to your fucking children, you bastard.
Have traditions that suggest that Abraham and Sarah were intersex, that the very first human beings were created not as Adam and Eve, but as Adam and Eve, as one.
You know what, pal? Fuck off with the Jewish lies. Always saying that there's this, that, and the other. No, there's not. You guys are just doing bullshit. Show that fucking book up your ass.
Uncombined intersex being. In the 1930s, in what we've now come to call the Nazi Olympics, it turns out that a whole bunch of athletes were going off and competing in these games in the women's games, and coming back as men.
Gee, does that sound familiar? Aren't they doing that right now? Yeah, and who's the ones talking about this shit? Nothing but fucking Jews. You see, these motherfuckers have their hands in all this shit. So if your kids are little faggots, it's because of them. So enjoy.
There was an uproar in the American press, but I don't know about you, I had never heard about this because we don't teach the history of queer people.
Why the fuck do you need to hear history of faggots? What kind of history are they contributing to society? Yeah, did they build great inventions? Dildos. Yeah, did they invent dildos? I don't know. Did that actually do stuff? Did those dildo rockets send people into space? No, I think not. So fuck you and fag history. That is bullshit and irrelevant, and you're just talking shit out of your ass. Why don't you go take that dildo and sit on it, you motherfucker? Just saying.
In fact, we only know this story because an old Jewish man in Brooklyn wrote in the 1930s in a letter to the...
Okay, so do you have any other receipts besides a Jewish watcher? Yes, do you have any other independent information, someone else? Maybe a Muslim dude or a Christian or, I don't know, some kind of papers. Yeah, you need to have receipts for you to make these claims. But you're saying that you know this guy that's been this guy that's that guy? Okay, I don't believe you Jews. Jews are fucking liars. I don't give a fuck if your fucking tongue comes notarized. You're a lying piece of shit. So you don't believe demons, just like how Free Run says. You can't trust their fucking lies. Just saying.
Editor in Yiddish, telling a story about a Jew who transitioned in the 1800s in Ukraine in the shtetl and was accepted and embraced and married off to Rachel and...
Yeah, this motherfucker says a lot of anecdotal information, stories, and bullshit like that. Yeah, Rachel got married to a tranny and blah, blah, blah. Yes, motherfucker. All I know is that you Jews lie, and lie way, way too much. And because that is established, I cannot believe you. So I need to have proof. Yes, you better show me some kind of receipts, because I don't trust you. So fuck you and fuck Rachel, and bring me some receipts if you can't. Suck a dick, bitch. I know that's your prize, but not my problem.
I was treated like a human being. Please finish your thought. If we don't teach queer history, if we don't teach that there have always been trans people...
Yes, friends, if you don't do this degenerate bullshit, I can't pervert your children. I can't fuck them. I can't molest them. I can't turn them into endochrome to feed to Biden. Yes, that's what these motherfuckers want to do. They want to fill your heads full of bullshit so they confuse you and they can start fucking your kids and enslave you. Yes, do you want to become a slave to these motherfuckers? No, friend. This is bullshit. You deserve way, way better than these fuckers are doing. Yes, don't become a Jew slave. Become a Jew master. Right? Just saying. Save your children or this will be their future. Just saying. Anyways, let's continue.
And every time, in every generation, it seems new and scary, and we are setting our kids up for narrow...
I can't stress this enough. If you do have children, be there in your kid's life. Because if not, that position is open, and then some piece of shit degenerate is going to fill that position, and then you don't want your kids to be doing fucked up things, do ya? Just saying.
Bigoted, tiny lives, and not giving them the education that every Missouri child deserves. Thank you.
Yes, please, let me pervert your children. Yeah, let me educate them so I could turn them into little degenerates. I want to see Jewish cum coming out of the little orifices. Oh yes, that's what this fucker does. And are you going to let him? Well, are you? Well, prove me wrong.
Any question for this witness? Thank you for your testimony.
That was a testimony to what? He was just testifying that this guy's a piece of shit and that he wants to fuck your kids. And he's using the tranny shit to get into their brains. Yes, this is no fucking help. No, you shouldn't be fucking applauding this motherfucker. You should be taking him all back and putting a bullet in his brain. Yes, but remember friends, this is for entertainment purposes only and this is just my delusionals. Yes, like this guy's deluded, but... Hell, who's the one that's doing my damage, me or him? Right? Just saying. It's just crazy that all these motherfuckers bombard you with all this propaganda and bullshit just so they could get into your brain and they could destabilize you. Yes, because if you're broken, you're easy controlled. Yes, that's what these assholes are doing. So don't let them, friend. Just get ready because the war is coming and you don't want to die, especially on these weak-ass fucking dumbasses' hands. Yes, friends, you better start working out and save your pennies. So like that, you could get some weapons and yeah, yeah. Oh, so be strong, friends, because we need you. Well, goodbye.